Yeah.
Secretary Conley, sir.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I approve that statement. I assume that they're,
Mr. President, I've gone over this thing back and forth, up the hill and down the hill. I've talked to Arthur about it. I've talked to Paul about it. It doesn't say anything we haven't already said.
Yeah, I...
Frankly, it doesn't mean a whole lot, except as a result of the press conference on yesterday, two or three of the reporters picked up different things I said and different interpretations.
Sure, which they all
I just think it's probably better. And frankly, the only reason I'm doing this is to try to show the American business community and these goddamn writers that we're not just sitting here doing nothing, that we are watching it, that we are concerned, that we're so showing some leadership, that's all.
Right, Well, I particularly think, too, though, that it's good to do repeat again the fact that we have confidence in our dollar, that they have the problems of inflation, and that we're not going to go running to the hills.
There are three essential statements in here. One, that you propose no change in our gold and foreign exchange policies.
Right.
Secondly, that we think we're making more progress against inflation than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that there ought to be a continued confidence in the dollar at home and abroad because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are the three essential things that we want to say.
Yeah.
And that's the only purpose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to amount to a great deal, except it shows some response and some action.
Right.
So it doesn't look like we're just sitting over here doing nothing and at a time of big crisis where all the ministers in Europe are gathered.
Well, we'll just keep our cool, and it'll work out.
I think it will. I think they're going to float, but see, they've got a big fight going on. Today we picked up a lot of information. The Spanish ambassador just left here, and the foreign minister had called, sent him over here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we want you to know, we don't want to go, we just want to cooperate with y'all, and is there anything we can do? And I just told him what our position was, and he left. And the French, none of the countries in the European community want to go on any kind of a floating rate except Germany.
Yeah.
And we're not sure what they're going to do. My judgment is they're probably going to float, but I don't think it makes any difference.
So they float?
They float, and that's all there is.
That's right.
And they'll put on some controls on their own German business, which doesn't hurt us either.
No.
So
maybe we get a few more exports.
I think all we have to do is just to, frankly, with this statement, the other few things we've said indicate that we're on top of it, that we're not...
Right, and also, I don't think... I'm not among those that feels that every time something happens, we act as if, well, we're responsible and we're going to do things, and that we run around like chickens with our head cut off.
I agree.
Right. Right.
Well, that's and I don't think we do violence to any of your feelings on this, sir.
No, I don't know. I'm all for it.
You get a fill-in on Dave Packard?
No, I hadn't. Not since this morning.
Well,
I knew that you were going to talk to him.
Yeah, but Bob told you about the last night fiasco.
Oh, yes, I knew all about that and that you were going to talk to him. As a matter of fact, too, he just ought to wait a while. I know his problems, I think, had to do with other things.
I talked to Bob again a little bit ago, and I saw David, too, and he's a very... very disturbed fellow, and but he's calmed down. He said as he walked out, he put his arm around my shoulder and said, "Now, I'm not going to do anything. Said I'm going to just don't worry. Said I'll go along with you for a while, and so that's about it."
Mm-hmm.
I think, but he is a very very upset man.
Yeah. Is this the only reason? Aren't there other reasons, too?
No, got to be other reasons. He couldn't be this. Couldn't be this disturbed about this. This is not that important.
No, I think he's. But on the other hand, as foreign policy developments now become better, he ought to stick around and get a little benefit.
I sure think so.
All
good Lord.
All right. They are, too. I had Meany in. I had just had him in for an hour, and he said he'd pledged all-out support on both the SST thing next Tuesday or Wednesday, and also on Lockheed. So he's all the way. So we got that one lined up.
Wonderful.
And by God, and this SST, we got an even chance.
If you can pull that off, that's going to be the greatest coup of the country.
If we just get an even chance, I think we might make it.
I sure hope so. I talked to George, incidentally, a huge while ago. I had a long talk with him yesterday about this revenue sharing thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And on another subject, obviously. And then right on the heels of that today, I got word from Ways and Means Committee they want to start hearings on the 24th on general revenue sharing.
Oh,
so I called George and and down at the homestead and told him this. He did not know that Wilbur's trying to set this date, and they're trying to be real adamant about it. I've just held off and told him, well, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Europe. They'll just have to get some other witnesses. But Wilbur apparently really wants to kick this thing off, so I don't know. I just tell you this for your information because this may fit into y'all's plan.
Yeah, we ought to see whether we can work out any kind of a deal with him. That's really before that time. Yeah, we've got to have the ducks in a row before.
And I thought maybe in the light of what George told me yesterday, he might be setting a little trap for you right quick.
Yeah.
Before you worked out your plans. I didn't know and haven't gone into it. Right. Don't scare.
Well, that gives us a little time. We'll talk before. When do you go to Europe?
I'm supposed to go 23rd.
Oh, well, that's plenty of time. Good. We'll have plenty of chance to work it over before. We've got to sit down and have a strategy talk about that whole thing now.
All right, sir. Understand I'm supposed to see you at 10:45 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, if you're free. Are you? How's your schedule tomorrow? It's not...
I'm in good shape tomorrow.
I have nothing urgent.
I canceled my trip down to business council, so I don't have anything...
Good. No,
at all.
No need to go down there.
Well, there are too many of us down there. I never did want to go, and they kept calling me.
Well,
so many and putting heat on me.
Well, they've got so many down there, John.
They've got everybody in the government down
and,
there.
And that group is... they're important, but they're not that important.
We got them, I think, man for man.
That's right. Well,
101, I think.
Look, if you want, though, why don't you take the day off?
Maybe No. I'm going to be here. No.
I'll be here anyway.
Oh, sure.
Well,
I'll be over there.
All right, fine.
Now, Mr. President, this brings up something. I was in your mansion yesterday at 5:00 because I get these messages from different people. I don't mind, you understand.
Yeah.
I'm delighted, but I get the message that the president wants me to meet with the Kirkendall group at 5:00, so I show up at 5:00.
Right. That was great.
Well, I get, from time to time from different people over there, they send me messages, the president wants me to do so-and-so, so I do it. Now, I assume they all speak in specific authority with you.
We'll try not to call on y'all every time.
No, I'm not complaining. I just want you to know that I'm not trying to intrude on your meeting.
Oh, listen, I'm for it.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.